Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants beat the Saints 52-27. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the many highlights. Joining me, as always, Carl Banks. And, Carl, it was a record-setting day for the Giants and David Wilson, but a strong performance by certain parts of the football team.
Well, you talk about certain parts, Bob. I think it was a collective effort. Every phase of this football team made a contribution. Returns, coverage, offense, and defense.
Giants didn't score on their first possession of the game. The Saints get the ball. They convert a third down pass to Marcus Colston, but the Giants force a turnover. So the Giants start in plus territory, trying to get the first score of the game, but it's the Saints that get on the board first.
Manning takes the snap, and he's back to throw. Zips one left, and the pass is intercepted. Running down the left sideline is Albert Mack. He's to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Saints.
There's some ups and downs, but that's any football game. You know, you're going to face the ups and downs no matter how large they may be. Obviously, this one came in the form of an interception for a touchdown, but we understood that it was a long game, and we just had to keep pushing forward, and we just had to keep going, keep striving forward. And Eli told us that on the sideline. He said that we had to, you know, keep going. Let's just keep fighting, and we did that, and we came away victorious.
Carl, the ball goes behind the intended receiver, and suddenly the Giants, despite good field position, are trailing 7-0.
Yeah, it looks like the timing was a bit off there between Eli, and it was a small window that he had to throw it in, and he just didn't get it there.
All right, but the Giants trailing in this game would be short-lived because the Giants would, on the ensuing kickoff, get our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Morstead, end-over-end kick. Wilson had a 56-yard return last time. He'll start from his own three. Up the middle of the field he goes for the 20. There goes Wilson again, trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown, Giants! 97 yards!
We go through the special team script each week, and, you know, sometimes it's not there and sometimes it is, and, this week on every return that I did in practice, it looked pretty good. And before the special teams meeting, before the game, coach hand out assignment sheets. And this game, he didn't hand me one. So I went to ask him. I said, "Coach, where's my assignment sheet?" He said, "You don't need one. Just run fast." So I think that might be the new trend. I think I'm done with the assignment sheets.
What I just tell you 10 minutes ago?
They can't stop me, boy.
What I tell you 10 minutes ago?
They can't stop me.
If you don't get it, you're going to get the next.
They can't stop you.
If we don't get it, you're going to do it again.
Carl, no flags on the play, and David Wilson with the kickoff return, the Giants' first kickoff return since 2007.
That was a very impressive return, and I tell you, the fact that it was clean, everybody had their blocks, didn't try to do too much, and they just allowed David Wilson's ability to do what it does.
All right, Carl, the Saints get the ball back, have a pretty good drive of their own going. But the Giant defense, again, opportunistic, forcing their second turnover of the game.
Breeze, three-step drop, throws it off the right flat to the fullback, Collins. Fumble the football, stripped by Roll, picked up by the Giants. Linval Joseph has it down the left sideline and knocked out at the Saints 35.
Oh, turnovers were huge. You know, turnovers were huge, and more importantly, with the turnovers, the offense were able to get points out of those turnovers, and which makes it that much better.
You know, Carl, Antrell Roll had said last week that this team was not playing with enough dog, as he said. Mm-hmm. And he really set a tone early, recovers the fumble there.
Well, again, he's a guy that wants to lead by example. And when he speaks it, he really is passionate about it. And that was a big plus, big lift for this defense.
So Antrell Roll forces the turnover. Giants drive the ball down the field. Now, they get the benefit of a couple penalties against the New Orleans Saints. So the Giants have it second and goal at the 6. when they take the lead for good.
Manning back, looks middle of the field, throws a touchdown, Giants. Martellus Bennett, just like he did last week, and he does a leap into the stands, his fifth touchdown catch of the season, which is a new career high.
I thought the red zone was definitely better, where we need touchdowns. We've been talking about that. You know, I think we get inside the red zone more than anybody. We just got to make sure we're getting touchdowns, and tonight we did a lot better job of that.
I came up to him, I said, ha-ha. he was like, hey, it was like, remember when Michael Jordan hit the Utah Jazz fourth quarter?
Broke came ball like that?
And hit him with the game winner. That's what it was like.
Carl Martellus Bennett with his fifth touchdown catch of the season and, wow, really becoming a red zone weapon for the Giants.
Yeah, that is such a big addition for the quarterback to have, to be able to really work the middle of the field with the tight end, because it works inside out for the receivers and it opens it up.
Saints start their ensuing possession at their own 20-yard line, but here's where the Giants are getting some pressure. Breeze gets called for an intentional grounding, so you can feel the defense really grabbing control of the game.
Yeah, you could see there were times where it didn't look like Breeze had the opportunity to find the receivers or was not patient enough, and you could see where the Giants were seizing control.
The Giants go three and out, so the Saints have the football as the first quarter comes to an end with the Giants in front 14-7. More of Giants Rewind right here on MSG after this. Back here on Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Giants lead the Saints 14-7. Now, the Saints have the football to start the second quarter. And, Carl, they go on this long, prolonged drive. 14 plays, 81 yards. They get into the red zone, though, and the Giants hold New Orleans to a field goal.
Yeah, and that was the bend but don't break mentality on that series of downs, because it seemed like the Saints were in a rhythm and the Giants just stood up in the red zone.
Giants get a 52-yard kickoff return from David Wilson. They go on a drive, but Lawrence Tynes misses a 36-yard field goal wide left. So New Orleans has the ball back. There's 6:03 to go in the half, and they start driving the ball down the field. Once again, they get in the red zone, looking for a touchdown here to give them the lead. But the Giants' defense stiffens again.
Breeze tosses it left for Sproles. Sproles hit. He is stopped short. Lost a yard. Back of the seven. The Giants attack viciously. Roll came flying up along with Michael Boley.
Carl, let's talk about, first of all, the play before the stop on third and one. They had a second and three. They throw a pass to Jimmy Graham, and Michael Boley gets him out of bounds a yard short of the first down marker.
That was good hustle, too, because they were playing deep to short, so Michael Boley had to run up and make that play.
And then on the Sproles one-yard run that we just saw, again, it's Antrell Roll, it's Michael Boley. He actually lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, that's, again, just being opportunistic. Being aggressive is what they were.
So the Saints, number one in the NFL in red zone efficiency, get held to a field goal again. So the Giant lead is 1-14-13, but there's still plenty of time on the clock. 1:52 to go, because the Giants start at their own 31-yard line, and then the Giants drive it down the field, and this time they get in the red zone, and they score another touchdown.
Manning out of the shotgun, back to throw. Lobs one right for Hickson. Makes the catch. Touchdown, Giants on the pylon. What a catch by Dominic Hickson, who dove for it, and he beat Jabari Greer.
Needed a touchdown in that situation, so I was confident and had good rhythm and put it right in a spot where only he could catch it or nobody, and he made a great catch and getting in bounds and a big play for us right before halftime, giving us an 8-point lead going into halftime.
Carl, Dominic Hickson with the touchdown catch, he gives the Giants a whole different dimension offensively, doesn't he?
He really does. He's a long receiver, but he has great dexterity, too. When they throw the balls, if it's in his general vicinity, he finds a way to come up with it.
And this is the same play that Manning missed Nicks on the drive in which the Giants wound up missing the field goal. So Eli made the necessary adjustment.
Well, Eli is very good at self-correcting. He knew he had to throw a better ball, and he put it exactly where it needed to be.
So the first half comes to an end with the Giants in front of the Saints 21-13. We'll tell you about the third quarter after this timeout here on MSG. You're watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter, and the Giants lead the Saints 21-13. New Orleans starts the third quarter with a first and 10 at their own 22-yard line, and the Giants force their third turnover of the game.
Offset eye right, drops back to throw, looks left, throws right for Graham, deflected, and intercepted by Stevie Brown. Brown to the left sideline, to the 30, still on his feet, to the 25, to the 20, and knocked out of bounds.
That's Stevie B, that's six.
Easy play for Stevie Brown. Antrel Roll's the guy that really makes the play running Graham up the middle of the field.
Yeah, he really did. And that, look, they've been in such a really good rhythm, the defensive backs, the safeties. Their versatility really gives them a lot of flexibility and creates opportunities.
So the Giants start the drive at the Saints' 20-yard line, and David Wilson goes for two. Manning throws an incomplete pass on a third and eight, big pass play to Akeem Nix. So the Giants have it first and goal at the six as David Wilson scores his second touchdown of the game.
Hand off Wilson, runs left, off the left side, fighting for the goal line. Can he get in? No signal yet. Touchdown, Giants. He broke the plane.
To come out and have a breakout game like this, you know, it's an excellent feeling. You want to have a good game, and every game you want to have a good game. But, you know, I think I went out there and my teammates went out there and we played great. We put up 50 points, which hasn't been done in a long time.
Carl, the nice element about this here is that David Wilson had to be physical on that six-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, I mean, he got there, and he just, the leg drive, he made the extra yards and got it.
So the Giants quickly now lead it 28-13. Saints go three and out. Giants get the ball back at their own 38-yard line. Manning hooks up with Akeem Nix on a big 23-yard pass play. Victor Cruz has a six-yard catch. Next thing you know, the Giants have it first and 10. At the New Orleans 25, and everybody getting into the act.
Eli to throw, down the right sideline, looking for Nix, who's got him for the touchdown.
Ran the blitz, threw a great up-the-field shoulder throw there.
Akeem Nix just loses Jabari Greer. Eli puts it right over the top, and now this game becoming a rout.
It really is, and that's what you want. Down the stretch, the last quarter of the season, you want to see your offense really start to click.
All right, so the Giants have scored 21 unanswered points. This game is comfortable now for them. It's 35-13, but not so fast. The Saints strike back quickly.
Reeves on a play fake, back to throw. Sets, deep ball, middle of the field. Morgan's got it on the underthrow at the Giant 35. Makes his right to the 25. Chased by Webster and thrown out of bounds at the 10. Breeze delay handoff to Sproles. Sproles runs left, he's to the 10, he's to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown.
Listen now, that's how fast it can happen now. We got to make sure we're locked in. Keep everybody locked in that huddle now.
Carl, much too easy for the Saints. I mean, 75 yards in three plays. And the big play is the Morgan one over the middle for 62 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that was all air, too. It was, and you had three defenders around it. No one really had good judgment on the ball, and it was a good executed play.
Now, on the ensuing kickoff, Jarrell Jernigan muffs the punt. Jim Cordle recovers it, saves the possession. And then the Giants start to drive the ball down the field. So the Saints score. Giants are on their way back to answer their score. But Eli Manning makes a mistake.
Manning back to throw. Has all day. Throws one left. Late. Intercepted.
That one Eli was probably watching in slow motion saying, no.
Carl, that's one of those. Eli had literally all day to throw. And you know, he kind of threw it late to the outside, intended for Bennett, and it got picked off. But, you know, it's one of those situations where probably when he released the ball, he knew, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, it was, you know, late anywhere from a quarterback is not going to be a good result. But you can see he pumped it once and then let it go as if, oh, boy, that's not going to be good.
And the Saints right out of the gate. Ingram goes for 19 yards. Ingram goes for 5. Graham with a 27-yard catch. And New Orleans is just driving it right downfield. And suddenly they make this a one-possession game.
Breeze rolls the pocket right. Throws for Sproles on the run. Piece of the 5 to the goal line. Touchdown, Saints. And now the Saints are within 9 with the extra point pending.
Little speed out to Darren Sproles. And, Carl, you know, the Giants' defense lets New Orleans back in this game in a heartbeat.
Well, that's New Orleans Saints. They have talented players. You still have Drew Brees at the helm. So you can never relax when you're on defense.
It's 35-27. Now, keeping the ball away from David Wilson on the kickoffs, but then Jarrell Jernigan gets in the act with a 60-yard return.
Yeah, it was more so, and you like to think it was all David Wilson, but when you have good blocking, it's good blocking, and you have guys that knew how to execute.
So the Giants start at the New Orleans 25-yard line. The last play of the third quarter is a 3rd-and-1 Ahmad Bradshaw run that goes for 3 yards. So the Giants are threatening to score again. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter after this timeout on Giants Rewind here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. All right, we start the fourth quarter after the kickoff return by Jernigan. On the second play of the fourth quarter with the Giants in front, 35-27, Eli Manning looking for yet another touchdown pass.
Play fake, Manning back to throw. Lobs it for Cruz. Touchdown, Giants on the post. 4th touchdown pass for Manning. Salsa time for Cruz. His 9th touchdown catch of the season.
I was just, you know, reading what they gave me, and they played me pretty honest. They had some coverages that we took advantage of today. So I was just reading my plays, reading the defenses that was put in front of me and trying to make the best play possible.
Back of the end zone, Victor Cruz wide open for the Giants. Another red zone conversion.
And then when you look at that play, it probably had a little bit to do with the underneath threat of a tight end, and Victor Cruz had a great move off the line of scrimmage.
All right, so it's 42-27 Giants. Saints get the ball. They start a drive, but the Saints get called for offensive holding. So they have it 1st-and-20 at the Giants 31, and Drew Brees makes another mistake.
Brees back to throw, sets over the middle, pass intercepted by Stevie Brown. He undercut Graham. Brown running up the left side, and he's got blockers. They just got to get Brees. Brown to the left sideline to the 30, 25, and run out of bounds by Bushrod at the Saints 23.
He was in position again today. That one in the fourth quarter that he picked. Boy, was that timing right? Because we, you know, they had flipped the momentum on us almost completely. We weren't doing much about it at that time, but thank goodness we were. He makes that play, and we didn't. We end up kicking field goal.
Carl, Stevie Brown gets his 2nd pick of the game, and this one, truly a free safety play, wasn't it?
Yeah, he played it just like a center fielder, kept his eyes on the quarterback and the receivers. A great break on the ball.
Now, the Giants do not score a touchdown in this scenario. They wind up settling a field goal, a 39-yarder by Lawrence Tynes. It's 45-27. 3 and out for the Saints. Giants get a couple first downs, not able to get anything going. Saints go 3 and out. So the Giants take over with 5:20 to go in the game. They have a 1st and 10. At their own 48-yard line on what was a banner day for the rookie running back.
Bennett motion to the left, toss left for Wilson. Wilson darts upfield. Wilson to the 40. There he goes, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants.
They call
52
him,
yards.
They call him Turbo.
Whenever you put a threat like that back then, it's only a matter of time. You saw flashes of it early in the year, and he kind of got in some lulls. And but tonight, he was the main reason we was able to win this game like we did. A huge shot in the arm, not only to our offense but our defense, because it energized the crowd, it energized us on the sideline. And now it's on tape. We're gonna expect that from him every game.
Carl, a simple toss left, and if you block it right, David Wilson has a chance to take it to the house every time.
Yeah, he runs downhill, and he's got quite a burst.
52 yards. What's your nickname for him now?
Turbo.
Turbo. Right. So the Giants score 52 points. They go over 50 points for the first time since they beat Green Bay, regular season finale of 1986. And that's the final score, 52-27. After the game, a jubilant Giants locker room.
Kick off your turn. That's a hell of a way. Now look, man, we battled, we wanted it. They're a good football team. Now they came back two scores down just like that. But we battled it, we wanted it, we earned it, we came out and we won it. We're 2-1 in the new season. We're 2-1. We got to win this thing on out. We know we're the only team that can win 11 games in our division.
On us have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team! Good job.
I know I'm saying it.
So the Giants maintain their one-game lead in the NFC East. And, Carl, the positives from the game.
Well, listen, they got contributions from every phase, offense, defense, special teams, every phase of special teams.
All right. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Poppa. We'll see you again next week right here on MSG for another edition of Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.